Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. Many people across Los Angeles are clearly worried about running out of the food and other things they need to survive. A nonstop barrage of shoppers clearing the shelves at Costco in Los Feliz.
Doors to this Costco didn't open until 10 o'clock this morning, 8 o'clock for seniors, but the line started well before that, 3 o'clock in the morning.
And now we're second in line, so we got another close to 4 hours left. We went to Target over the weekend. It was so shocking to see all the shelves empty.
And the line was long, stretched double the length of the building, all the way back into the parking lot, with people separated about 6 feet, so social distancing.
After the news last night, you know, we're pretty much on lockdown. I think I want to be able to stay at home and not go anywhere.
Very few people talking, many people wearing breathing masks.
At first, we were like 2 weeks closing bars, restaurants, and now it's pretty much the city shut down.
So right now, you just kind of, you have to overreact so you don't underreact.
Only one person I talked to used the word panic buying. Most people said they're just concerned, very concerned, unsure just how long Los Angeles will be shut down. In Los Feliz, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
With tax filing and payment deadlines changing at both the federal and state level, what's the chance of a break on your property tax in L.A. County?
It's a question we put to L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn.
And the answer to that is yes. I have been in discussion with the other county Board of Supervisors. Our chair, Catherine Barger, and I have been discussing this. I believe today we're going to have something up on the website that addresses that.
Now, it might not be as broad as the federal deadline that's been moved to July 15th for everyone.
But for those who really do need this help because they've lost their job, they've lost their income because of the coronavirus, we will absolutely make concessions for that.
Hahn says her position is if the county can push the property tax deadline, she's for it. Dick Helton, KNX 1070.
In the fight against coronavirus, Covered California is reopening its health insurance exchange till at least the end of June.
This is not a good time, as if any is, to be without health insurance. So eligible Californians will now be able to enroll in private plans through the Covered California markets. People can also apply online or phone for low or no-cost Medi-Cal, depending on their income.
We want to make sure all Californians who are eligible get coverage, and we make that as easy as possible. We also want to make sure that those that are covered are getting the care they need.
Peter Lee is Covered California's executive director.
California is joining 7 other states, which now means that about 92 million Americans, about one-third of Americans, live in states that have implemented special enrollment periods for COVID-19.
Lee also announced that all COVID-19 testing, whether through the exchange, Medi-Cal, or even employer health insurance plans, will not have any co-pays. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles residents, California residents, suddenly trying to adjust to the new rules to stay at home in an effort to keep hospitals from being overrun with coronavirus patients.
The governor says the order is in effect until it isn't. There's no end date because no one knows how this will all play out. Some people think the stay-at-home order does make sense because they're worried.
Very much, and I'm just trying to stay indoors as much as possible.
But there is a downside to that because she and her husband are now both working from home.
We're stuck together, so it's like we're just going to have to learn how to adjust being cooped in the house together.
She says they're learning to be nicer to each other. Another woman who was rushing into a store tells me she has some ideas for using some of her extra free time.
I have a lot of cleaning I need to do, spring cleaning, closet cleaning. I've been writing a book, so there's different things I want to work on while I'm home if I have the time outside of doing my work.
She may have plenty of time if this stay-at-home order goes on for weeks or months. Near downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A bill in Sacramento would protect people from evictions and foreclosures because of coronavirus.
It's very simple. The moratorium will stay in place as long as there is a state of emergency related to the coronavirus, and it would last for 15 days afterwards.
San Francisco Democratic Assembly member Phil Ting tells KNX people would have up to a March of next year to work out a back payment plan with their landlord or their lender. He says the last thing the state needs right now is to have even more people on the streets because they're homeless. There's a similar bill dealing with the commercial properties end of this that would protect nonprofits and small businesses. Manhattan Beach Pier is closed as the cities are working to try to get people to adapt to social distancing. USA Today columnist Jefferson Graham lives in Manhattan Beach. Tells KNX it was an eerie sight this morning to see the gate locked. He says there were some people at the beach.
This morning I probably saw about 10 people, and five of them were in the water. So, you know, that's how it goes. I think that's pretty good remote. And to the letter of the law, it's more than 6 feet away, and it's not being in a crowd.
Graham says it seems people in the city might be getting restless staying at home all day. He says there have been quite a bit of them the past couple of days walking along the Strand.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.